stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. They'll leave me alone cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my freedom, God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Third and final hour here on this May 19th, 2025 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. I had four people during the break text me Missy. So I sent them back. Go to Missy's website, truckerrandyhealth.com. If you're interested in the fat burning program, take advantage of the Fence Setter discount package. Listen to interviews number 2 and number 4. The reason Missy wants you to listen to those is so that you better understand what I went through back in 2023. And we were discussing why it's not your fault. You can't lose weight. And taking the trash out of your body, firing up a physiological process called autophagy, autophagy. Listen to those two interviews. Scroll down, look at my pictures and screenshots before and after. Then scroll down and schedule a free phone consultation with Missy. I even gave you a clickable link. All you got to do is click on it, and the website pops right up on your phone, your computer, whatever. Now, if you're not able to text me, you're not able to look at things online, you're not able to do website on your phone, just give them a call. The phone number is 269-964-4044. 269-964-4044. If you can't do a website, you can't do a actual setup of your free phone consultation on your phone, you only want to make a phone call, text me Missy's number. Missy's apostrophe S number. Missy's number, and I'll text you back, 269-964-4044. I'll make that a clickable, dialable link. Because instead of using the dashes or the hyphens, I will use a period. So you'll see 269.period.964.4044. Whenever you text somebody that phone number, a phone number, I should say, that way, with periods instead of dashes, it becomes a clickable, dialable phone link where people can just touch it and it'll dial their phone for them. Didn't know if you guys knew that or not, but that's how it's done. And the thing of it is, these are real pictures, people. Every time I mention that I forced Missy to take that picture, she laughs. Why? Because Vicky was there with me in her office. We were the only ones there. The office was closed. We got down there, I think, actually, after the show. We packed up. We left here, I think, about 1:30, 2 o'clock. I don't think we made it to her office in Battle Creek until 5:30, 6 o'clock. First time we ever met Missy. Well, I wear cotton boxer shorts. I had them on under my fat jeans. And my before and after picture, I literally took off my triple X t-shirt and my pants in her office. And Missy's like, Vicky, Randy's taking off his pants. And Vicky's like, oh, that's okay. He's got his boxer shorts on. She took pictures of me. She did not put those on the website. But I wanted her to see how fat I was. And that's why she laughs every time I mention, I wanted you to take my picture. Short break, word from our sponsors. We'll be right back. Chuck or Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriotsrelief.com.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Did you know annuities are contracts, not investments, such as mutual funds? I illustrate to my clients what an annuity will do, not might do. It's all about guarantees. This is what is unique about annuities. They transfer the risk to the carrier to pay for the rest of your life. No other product on the planet can do that. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north. And you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number three here on this Monday. Well, Carla Wagner is finishing up there in Indian River. She's heading to Mulligan's Restaurant at 1 o'clock today, this Monday, May 19th. She's going to be at Mulligan's Restaurant in Sheboygan in an hour and 45 minutes. She'll be there at 1 o'clock. Mulligan's Restaurant, downtown Sheboygan, right across the street from Dr. Gary Willey's chiropractic office, 320 North Main Street, Sheboygan, Michigan. Dr. Gary's across the street at 323 North Main Street. This is Mulligan's Restaurant, 320 North Main Street, starting at 1 o'clock. So if you have the ability to take a lunch hour, I highly recommend that you go to Mulligan's Restaurant, get some food, and listen to Carla Wagner explain how the petition drive she's doing, which also, by the way, amends the state constitution, eliminating property taxes here in the state of Michigan. She'll have petition sheets with her. After explaining how it's going to work, how we put it on the ballot November 2026, it passes. Property taxes are constitutionally, per our state constitution, no longer legal in the state of Michigan. Well, then ask your questions. How are we going to fund state government? How are we going to provide fire and police and schools and roads and all the things that property taxes pay for? Well, Carla will explain it to you. Local revenue sharing at the county level of other taxes, other revenue that Lansing gets from us, the people. Actually, this will take the power away from Lansing and give it back to our local counties. Our local counties will have more revenue to take care of the roads, police, fire, schools, and things that is constitutionally required to be provided for. The power in Lansing goes away. The ridiculous spending goes away. All these stupid programs that are not even in our Constitution that they're funding. It all goes away. So as a result, we, the people, now have a say as to where our money goes. It's in your bank account instead of paying property taxes. Businesses, are you listening to me? Businesses, no more non-homestead property taxes being charged on the buildings you're in. If you own those buildings, you stop paying those taxes. If you rent your business spot, the space you do business in, your landlord will no longer have to pay property taxes, which is non-homestead. It's double what people's homes are being taxed at. That goes away. As a result, guess what? Your lease agreement should be renegotiated with your landlord. They are no longer being charged property taxes. Therefore, your rent can go down on your office space, on your store space. Every business in the state of Michigan should have an Axe My Tax poster in the window with petition sheets inside. Period. End of discussion. It's that simple. And the polling on this, people, is north of 80%. Every demographic that Carla's talked to overwhelmingly supports this. She's got county commissioners, she's got township supervisors, she's got people all over the state willing to support this. Well, today you have two opportunities left. One is already over and done with. The next one is coming up at 1 o'clock, Mulligan's Restaurant, downtown Sheboygan at 1 o'clock. And then tonight, she'll be attending the monthly meeting of the Presque Isle County Republican Party at the Lighthouse Restaurant in Roger City, 6 p.m. They're located at 377 North 3rd Street, Lighthouse Restaurant, one word. Put it in your GPS, show up at 6 o'clock, tell them Trucker Randy sent you. This is very simple, people. We are doing this county by county by county. Even though it ends up being a statewide petition drive, I've been working with Carla to get county captains in every county. By the website, you can volunteer. Go to axmytax.org. Look at the information that's there, how this is going to work. Then click on volunteer. If you want to help a county captain, but that you're willing to be a county captain or co-captain, put your county in there, your name, your phone number, your email address. Carla will add you to the weekly spreadsheet that goes out to the county captains. County captain, I am, for example, for Antrim County, I'm just the point of distribution. That's all I am. She's mailed me 100 sheets. I already had like 30. So I've got 1,300 signature lines in my briefcase, and I'm taking them to the Antrim County Republican Party meeting tomorrow night. I'm going to start passing the sheets out with a sample photograph. By the way, if you have a sheet already for Axe My Tax, text me Axe, A-X, and I will send you the photograph. Oh, no, I'm sorry. I've already used Axe for the flyer. I don't want to confuse my phone. Okay, do this. Text me AMT, Axe My Tax. Text me AMT. I will text you the photograph of the sample petition sheet on how to fill out the sheet. That's what we'll do. AMT, new folder in my phone. Text me AMT, and I will text you the photograph of the petition sheet, sample petition sheet, highlighted in yellow, showing you exactly what you need to do on these sheets. So again, text me AMT. I'll send you the petition sheet and go to her website and volunteer for your county. Now, if you don't want to be a captain or a co-captain, you don't want to be a distribution point for her to mail stuff to, pick up sheets from, all that, you just want to circulate only, well, go to the website, axmytax.org, volunteer, put your information in there, and just put, I want to be a circulator. Circulate petitions. That's all you want to do. That will be put on the county spreadsheet and sent to the county chairs. They then, in turn, will contact you. And you can get them sheets, and people can start collecting the signatures. We're going to do this, people, county by county. Breaking it down the way we did it, every county knows how many signatures they have to get. Here in Antrim, we got to get 2,300. So if your size of your county is similar to ours, which is roughly about 24, 25,000 people, you have so many registered voters like us, well, 2,300 is all you need to get. I'm talking to counties like Presque Isle. I think Sheboygan is close. Maybe you guys have a little more. Emmett has more people. So you might need to get 25, 2,600. I know Grand Traverse County, 90,000 people. She told me, I believe they have to get over 6,000 signatures in Grand Traverse County, Traverse City area. So again, this Monday, today, May 19th, 1 o'clock coming up and 6 o'clock tonight. If you know where Rogers City's Lighthouse Restaurant is, 377 North 3rd Street, be there at 6 o'clock. Tell the Presque Isle County Republicans, Trucker Randy said, hey, that's where you heard about it, and that's why you're at their monthly meeting tonight. And if you live in Presque Isle County, ask for a membership form. Become a member, pay your dues for this year, be part of the effort. Great Republican Party group, you need to be a part of it. Well, one of the things that is interesting about the budget, and I started talking about it, and I got sidetracked with these two petition drives competing against each other. You have to understand that the House has come up with their ballot proposal. Budget, not ballot. Randy, get off the ballot thing. Budget proposal. Governor Gretchen Whitmer submitted her budget. Now the state senators came up with theirs. $85.95 billion budget coming out of the state Senate last week. Well, now, after the state Senate passed their budget for this coming year, now they're finding out that perhaps revenue is short. Based on cooler revenue estimates that came out of Friday afternoon's conference of fiscal forecasters. The Senate Financial Agency report released Friday afternoon showing that the revenue numbers coming in are cooling down for the state of Michigan in Lansing. $313.4 million cooler, to be exact. When the Senate passed its budget on Wednesday last week, based on January's estimates of revenue, the Senate passed budget had $400 million balance in the general fund and $100 million balance left over in the school aid fund, according to the director, Catherine Summers, of the Senate Fiscal Agency. Well, now, looking at May's numbers, these projections aren't as strong. The final consensus numbers look less than what the Senate Financial Agency projected when they came out with the report on Friday. The projected revenues are actually down $393.2 million for fiscal year 2025, the budget that we're currently in, and forecast $5.61.2 million less for next year's budget. Well, when you add the two together, according to their estimates, the Senate passed budget leads to a negative, almost billion-dollar balance in the general fund and almost $200 million shortfall in the school aid fund. Well, the numbers opened the Senate Democrats' criticism from House Speaker Matt Hall, who used the Senate Fiscal Agency's preliminary report, claiming that now the Senate passed budget is roughly about $1 billion out of whack. The Senate's own fiscal analysts are saying the budget that the Democrats passed just 2 days ago, this is him making the statement on Friday, puts Michigan into a $1 billion deficit. And they were so proud of rushing it through without thinking. I've been telling you guys from the beginning that we need to negotiate with some serious people. House Republicans are going to have to be adults in the room once again. Well, Speaker Hall has some more statements. He got a response, actually, from Senate Appropriations Committee Chair Sarah Anthony, Democrat from Lansing. We'll continue. We'll wrap this story up on the other side. Bottom of the hour news break of hour number three. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source.